This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the oldest auto shows in the U.S. is in Denver this weekend. They'll be talking about tariffs. Matthew Graves heads the Colorado Auto Dealers Association. He says it's virtually impossible to find a car that isn't reliant on imports in some way.
There's no such thing as a truly domestic or truly international car anymore. The supply chains are so globalized that there's going to be a mix.
Tariffs are expected to increase the cost of cars across the board for U.S. consumers. The Evraz steel mill in Pueblo is facing more than $60,000 in fines. CPR's Dan Boyce reports this comes after a federal investigation into a worker's death in 2024.
26-year-old Taylor Blake Gulliford was killed last August at the mill. He was performing maintenance on a large piece of machinery called a stamp wheel. The OSHA investigation found Gulliford had not properly locked the machine down before attempting some maintenance work. He was later pinned between the stamp wheel and a guardrail. OSHA issued 4 code violations from the incident, finding Evraz did not have proper employee protocols or training in place. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's pro hockey and basketball team start their playoff runs today. The Denver Nuggets host the L.A. Clippers. That's basketball. That starts at 1:30 at Denver's Ball Arena. In the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche start their first round in Dallas this evening. In both series, the first team to win 4 games moves on. Snow early on across Colorado should be clearing up through the afternoon. It's CPR News and KRCC.